Work continues to get a bipartisan energy bill to the floor of the Senate after issues arose addressing the Flint, Michigan water crisis. Last week, Senate Democrats blocked a motion to proceed on the Energy Policy Modernization Act. Many in the party, including Michigan Democrats Gary Peters and Debbie Stabenow, are pushing for a $600 million commitment from the bill to address the water crisis in Flint. Speaking on the Senate floor last week, Stabenow, who also serves as the lead Democrat on the Senate's Ag Committee, said procedural matters shouldn't delay any aid.
And I'm left wondering what's going on. What's really going on here? What is really going on? So I'm asking that we come together and understand that this is a serious, serious, urgent issue, and that we not accept procedural excuses. It's an urgent, severe, outrageous crisis. And we need to act now.
After the cloture vote failed, work continued over the weekend to come up with a Flint relief package that is palatable to both parties and would allow the bill to continue. In a joint statement, Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee Chair Lisa Murkowski of Alaska and Ranking Member Maria Cantwell of Washington said they were still, quote, working toward an agreement to allow our energy bill to move forward, end quote. Speaking on the floor last week, Murkowski said the energy provisions of this bill would be good policy.
It's a measure that will help America produce more energy. It will help Americans save money, and it will help ensure that the energy can be transported from where it is produced to where it is needed. It will bolster our nation's status as the best innovator in the world, something that we should all aim to support. It will boost our economy, especially our manufacturers, and it will cement our status as a global energy superpower. And as I've said, it does all this without raising taxes, without imposing any new mandates, and without adding to the federal deficit.
In their joint statement, Murkowski and Cantwell acknowledged that their time on the Senate floor was running short and that they still want to get their bill brought back up as soon as possible. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.